Today I'm speaking with Sarah Ward. She's the FFA advisor for the Coe Brown Academy in Northwood, New Hampshire. Sarah, why did you become involved in FFA and how long have you been involved?
I became involved in FFA because my parents didn't want me to go to the school that we were supposed to go to. And that's the truth. I did grow up on a small farm. My dad was a game warden. The local high school that most kids were going to in our area just didn't meet his requirements. So Coe Brown Academy was a small semi-private high school in the area, and because they had an agriculture program and the high school that I was supposed to go didn't have one at the time, my parents got the town to send me there. So that started in 1979, and I've been involved in FFA ever since, either as a member, a collegiate member, or alumni, or now teacher. So I've been involved in FFA for a long time. Once I got into it, though, at first I was kind of like, oh, this is really... I was kind of a shy kid anyways, so all these people and these blue jackets and being excited about something was a little nerve-wracking. But the more I did with it, the more I enjoyed it, and it sort of fit into my lifestyle anyways because I grew up hunting and fishing and farming, raising animals and things like that. And I had been involved in 4-H, too, so that had given me that sort of agricultural organization background to begin with. And that's where I got started.
So what do you like about being an ag teacher and FFA advisor?
My dad had suggested several times, well, you should become a teacher. You're really good explaining things. And I, of course, you know, if dad said, you know, do this, I said, no, I'm not going to do that. But after a while, I had so many different interests, and I've been an arborist, a florist, I worked as an irrigation specialist. I've done a lot of different things, and I love all of it, and I really couldn't settle on any one thing. One of my advisors, a very wise advisor, told me, he goes, well, you know, if you're an ag teacher, you could do all of those things. So I went back to school. I had a degree in horticulture at the University of New Hampshire, and then had traveled to Georgia, and while I was down there, University of Georgia offered a really wonderful agricultural education program. So I joined there and absolutely fell in love being a teacher, and I taught in Georgia for about a year and a half, and then my ag teacher's position opened up at Coe Brown Academy, which is where I went to high school. I jumped on the opportunity to go back to Coe Brown and do what my advisors did for me, you know, help kids grow and you know, encouraging them to try things and then become wonderful human beings in society. And that's been my goal, and I was inspired through my father and my advisors to become an advisor. So,
well, your school has had an ag program for many years. Tell us about Coe Brown Academy's ag history.
Well, we were established quite a number of years ago. I believe the ag program now is about 85 years old now as an FFA program, but we have had an ag program at Coe Brown Academy for about 106 years. The academy went through several transformations starting in the, mid-1800s, I would say. They incorporated agriculture as one of the ways to get kids to come to the school, and it's been maintained ever since. We are teasingly called sometimes Cow Barn Academy, and that's because at one time there were cows in the barns and that sort of thing. We've evolved from that very differently. Now we're an exploratory type program. We're not set up like a CTSO type organization. Our program is more exploratory. We don't have animals other than, you know, a few guinea pigs at the school right now, and it's become more forestry based versus and natural resource management based than it was traditionally organized. But it's got a long history. We're the second oldest in the state. I think Pinkerton Academy was first.
What would you say is unique about your school's ag program and FFA chapter? I mean, what sets it apart from others?
I think in many respects, you know, we are similar. We run officer teams. We do SAEs. We participate in CDEs in New Hampshire. We do require our students to be involved in FFA if they're going to be in an ag class. So we have 100% membership at all times. We don't try to make it too difficult so that, you know, every student can minimally be involved in some type of activity between the beginning of the year and the end. And we find that we have really good participation level. In fact, most of our members participate at least in 4 events or more throughout the year. Our ag program is different. We're a private school, so we don't receive funding from the federal government. So we have to fund our program through our tuition. So the kids take a lot of pride and work in helping raise the money for their equipment the facilities and things that we do. For instance, the natural resources class produces anywhere between 6 and 20 cords of firewood each year, which helps us purchase new equipment. We've built trails on our 120-acre property out behind the school. We've purchased plants for landscaping class, all kinds of things like that. So the kids, in some respect, I think, and this is just a personal opinion, take a lot more pride in it because they actually help pay for it. It just didn't get handed to them. I think they take better care of the equipment because they know that they were partly responsible for it being there. And I think that may set us apart, may not, from other schools that also have an ag program.
So why do you think the National FFA organization is still relevant in our society today?
In New Hampshire, agriculture, it's not like Kansas or the more agricultural states. And as a teacher, and I've been teaching for 24 years now, I watched a decline of knowledge of what agriculture was really all about, what farming was really about, you know, where does their food come from? And it really bothered me as I grew up, you know, with 26 dairy farms in the area, and today there's two. You know, kids not understanding or appreciating any of those things. So even if my students choose not to go into the field of agriculture, they at least have a better understanding of where their food comes from and how it gets there. Secondly, I think we are starting to see a huge movement here in New Hampshire anyways, against subsistence farming, people growing their own food again. Either through gardening, chickens, and I have more poultry projects than I've had in years. And a number of families coming to me, well, we want to raise a pig, and, you know, what should we do? And what's the best way to go about doing that? And, you know, if we have these problems, what can we do about them? And I think that's even more inherently more valuable than they're producing, you know, people going into industry of agriculture. It's that we have a lot more distribution of people who understand where their food comes from, where their fiber comes from, and how it gets to them. Because there's a lot of questions and myths about, you know, whether GMOs are good for us or bad for us, should we be organic or not organic. And these kids going to school and learning about it now will have a better understanding and not maybe led down the path by certain groups who are really one-sided or another. They can make informed decisions about what's best for them. I guess that's what I feel is important about teaching ag today.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today, Sarah. I really appreciate it. That was Sarah Ward, the FFA advisor for the Coe Brown Academy in Northwood, New Hampshire.